we're just trying to get it out of the way as soon as we can. We were not really as good as what we want to be in every department, and Yorkshire really exploited that.
When you look back on the game, Alex, is it hard to put your finger on just why you didn't fire? Sometimes when you go into a game, you're not always expecting that.
Yeah, I mean, we obviously reviewed it as a squad and looked at the areas that we can get better on, and you can highlight a couple if you want. You know, the first morning with the toss, you know, that might have been a mistake, but in the heat of the moment on the morning of the game, we were actually as a group a bit 50-50, so we decided to back ourselves, knowing it would be tough, and bat first. And, you know, in hindsight, it might have been right, might have been wrong, but if it was wrong, we'll try and learn from that in the future.
Hopefully in the long term, you'll be able to look at it as maybe a bad day at the office, because you have proved already in the four-day game, particularly against Somerset, that you can deliver the goods.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Somerset put us into bat, and we were in a tricky position at 40-6 on the first day, and we did still manage to win that game. So, you know, Friday's day at Headingley could have been a whole lot different in the end, but like you say, unfortunately, we came out the wrong end of that.
Do you sort of use that experience and the frustration that comes out of it for this weekend's game then?
Definitely. We want to win every game we play, but losing to Yorkshire is never really acceptable. So if there was any kind of driver going into this weekend, I think we can use that as a fuel moving forward, yeah.
And of course, you play at Trafalgar Road this weekend at Southport and Birkdale. How much are you looking forward to that?
Personally, I really enjoy playing there. It's a very warm atmosphere and the staff there are really friendly, and I just like how close it is to the fans there, and I know a lot of the lads and a lot of the players are exactly the same. You know, when you're fielding on the boundary, you're literally 5 yards away from the fans. They've always got something to say to you, and no, it's a really nice atmosphere when we play there. Hopefully the weather can hold off and we do get 4 days of cricket in.
When you go to the outgrounds, Alex, does it give you much of an advantage in the sense that, you know, visiting teams might not know too much about it?
Definitely. The outgrounds normally tend to be what we call result pitches that don't always go 4 days. So that can be an advantage to us when we do know the conditions more than the opposition. We can exploit them early, and whether it's going to spin or seam, we generally do have the upper hand against teams that have never been there before.
And as you say, maybe nice to reach out to some other supporters who might not be able to get to Old Trafford too regularly.
Exactly, and I think that's one of the main reasons that we do this. It's great to know that some fans get to Southport, and when we do play at Blackpool and Liverpool, that might not be able to make it to Old Trafford day in, day out for various reasons. So I think it's really good that we give something back once, twice, three times a year.
And we're still relatively early in the season in the four-day game, but you're one place above Middlesex, so a win already at this stage, that would be good to pull away from them.
Yeah, definitely. I think if you look at the table, it's still anyone can win it, and certainly quite a few teams can still go down. So it's in the balance, and this little month period now where we've got a few more championship games is really quite important for, you know, this will shape what we're fighting for towards the end of the year. We'll either be fighting for the title, or if we weren't to go that well, then we'd be in a relegation scrap. So we're really putting a big emphasis on these few games and just trying to get a few more wins on the board.
And without wishing to give you an excuse for certainly the last four-day game result, the fact you had a succession of one-day cup games and now you're back to the four-day game, does it take a while to get back into the rhythm?
Yeah, it definitely does. We had a few days off after the first Yorkshire game where you can get back into four-day mode, so to speak. But yeah, it does. It's a little bit easier this year than previous years, because this year it was in a block. So we could pretty much turn on to one-day mode and then turn back on to four-day mode. Whereas in previous years, it's been tricky to play a four-day game, then a one-day game, then a four-day game. So it's been a little bit easier this year. But yeah, it can be tricky to switch between the formats, yeah.
And do you set yourself a target as the opening batsman in terms of the runs you can get to? Or is it just a case of just taking every 10 or so at a time?
I want to score 100 every time I bat. I'm pretty sure every batter up and down the country is exactly the same. But yeah, I have little targets every so often. I tend to go in 15-minute blocks, try and look at the clock and, you know, right, 15 minutes, right, get to the 15 minutes. And then before you know it, you're at lunch, and then hopefully tea. And then if you can be there at the end of the day, then, you know, you're going to be on a few runs and the team's going to be in a good position. So that's how I try to work.
And what's your previous experience been of Trafalgar Road, Alex, in terms of how you've performed?
I've only played there a few times and haven't yet scored a big score there yet. So hopefully I can break that duck this week.